Do you guys remember the Dummy of the Day song? It's been like a couple of weeks.
How does it go?
Okay, if you mess up, that's fine, but try to sing along if you know how it goes.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
39-year-old dude named Michael from Florida, of course our dummy today has to be from Florida, was driving on New Year's Eve when he called 911 to report a drunk driver.
Okay, well, I mean, that's like what you're supposed to do, right?
It was himself.
What?
Yeah, Michael called 911 and told the dispatchers, "I'm just drunk driving," and he wanted the cops to come get him.
You're kidding.
No, I mean,
I guess it's good he did that, but...
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly, or something in prison. He said he was just too drunk to know where he was. He didn't even know where he was going. He'd been driving around all night. He said he was actually trying to get pulled over, but was getting bored waiting because nothing happened. So I guess he wanted to call them to get the process to move along. The dispatcher was able to keep him on the phone, even when he told her he wanted to get something to eat. Well, why can't you keep her on the phone while you're eating? I'm like, "Hey, I'd like two soft tacos. Oh, you guys don't have tacos. I'd like a cheeseburger."
I talk on the phone and eat all the time.
I know. I've been amazed to see how you drive and eat. It's impressive. Do you use the knee technique? What is that?
Either that or I just don't use any hands, actually, at all.
I've seen producer MYK eat like a whole feast in the back of the car when he's in the Uber.
I was in Alex's car one time. She sat there in the driver's seat eating pulled pork with no bun, with a fork, shoving it in her mouth.
Did you feel like that was dangerous?
I didn't.
I feel like that would be dangerous.
He was impressed.
Hands on the wheel. Hands
skills.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they were able to get the guy to stay on the phone, and they ended up finding him. He was driving on the wrong side of the road, and eventually pulled over. The cops tracked him down, and he told them he'd been drinking and taking meth, which sounds like a wonderful combo.
Goals.
You got what do you got? Oh, I got a Captain and Coke. Oh, I got some beer and meth.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got some pork rinds, some meth.
This is obviously like a huge, central Indiana in general is a huge area with people struggling with drugs and opioids and different things.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to kind of try it? Like, I don't smoke weed.
Like, what's the hype?
I want to see what it feels like. I'm not mocking
it. You want to try what, meth?
I don't want to know because I feel like my heart would explode. And
on the show, if you're going to do it on the show.
Does anybody have some?
Any kids that are listening, it's never okay to even try drugs
it's
ever.
It's not. No, my brother's a recovering addict now for like 7 years.
Then you shouldn't because you'll probably for sure become addicted the first time.
I don't think he tried meth. I think what other drugs are there?
Heroin.
Yeah, he did heroin.
Yeah, everybody's doing heroin now.
Molly Percocet.
Miley Cyrus? No. All right, a couple more dummies right here. A homeless man in California announced a bomb threat in a grocery store so he could steal several bottles of alcohol. What a genius. The man went on the store's intercom system, which, by the way, how does that work? Don't you have to have like a little like beep, boop, boop, boop code?
No, you just pick it up, I think.
You just push a button.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. We should do that one day. We could like advertise for the show. Like I'll go into Meyer, like, "Hey, listen to the Joe and Alex Show weekdays from 6 to 10 on Radio Now."
Attention shoppers.
Let's see here. And apparently everybody thought there were really bombs and explosives because they evacuated. On the way out, the guy ran out and grabbed some alcohol from the store. The police searched the store. No explosives were found, thankfully. But they did see on security camera, like, wait a minute, this guy took a bunch of booze. So he has not been arrested at this time. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, let's go to North Dakota. A 22-year-old shoplifter named Dustin Johnson went to a Hobby Lobby. I've seen those, but I've never been inside of a Hobby Lobby.
Ooh, they're fun.
No, what's inside of it? Like
crafts,
hobby stuff?
Crafts.
Joe, you need a hobby.
I need a bunch of hobbies, for sure. Well, they went there on Wednesday. This is where the guy spent 7 hours inside the store.
It's possible.
7 hours?
I don't think you understand how much is in there.
I'm trying to think. The longest I've ever been anywhere is my bed for 7 hours. In a plane for 7 hours.
When I was in high school, I shopped on Black Friday for 12 hours straight.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, at least you had options. This guy was in the same store for 7 hours, filling up his cart with stuff. So he must have been going aisle by aisle by aisle. When he was done, he had about $4,000 worth of product from the store, and he headed outside and tried to run away. Well, here's the thing. The cart got stuck in the snow. Remember, we're in North Dakota. It's freezing. So he wound up leaving it and just trying to get away. So 7 hours of loading up your cart, and then you're just going to leave it there and get stuck. But here's the thing. He slipped on the ice outside, and his wallet fell out of his pocket. Well, the cops ended up picking up the wallet, and they used it to track him down in his house and arrest him. So way to go, Dustin.
You
bunch of dummies.